Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, welcome back. You know, when the whole government was shut down and everybody was screaming about SNAP benefits, my guess is, Dan, tell me if I'm wrong about this. I know about DBT cards and them getting recharged every year and all that. I don't know that I had taken a good look at the numbers of people on it. And that's the frightening part about the whole thing. We've got Mary Vogt with us this morning from the Heritage Foundation. And she's, of course, the director of strategic comms for them, vice president. Mary, thank you for joining us again. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mark?
I'm doing fine. You know, I saw somebody comment, and I won't take credit for it. When all this was going on, the question we should be asking is, why are so many people on SNAP right now? As opposed to worrying about the fact that it was running out of money because Democrats shut the government down.
Absolutely. The whole shutdown highlighted the egregious faults with this program. And a lot of individuals, as we've seen on social media programs, were abusing the system and they were bragging about it on these platforms. And so there's a lot of talk about reforming the program. As you know, with government programs, once they get started, there's a lot of fraud that can be associated with it, and it's really hard to prevent it. In Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill, they did make some reforms to SNAP, which is great, and they, you know, changed and improved some of the work requirements that individuals have to show in order to receive the benefit, but more needs to be done. Brooke Rollins of the Department of Ag, she said that she's going to, because of all the fraud that they witnessed during the shutdown, individuals need to reapply for the program in order to see whether they're eligible or not, which is really great. But there's more that can be done. Congress can, they can audit the system, the welfare system, and make sure that individuals are meeting the responsibilities in order to receive the benefit. But it's pretty egregious what we saw on social media and a lot of individuals that were outright bragging about gaming the system.
Gaming the system, threatening violence if they didn't get their benefits. I mean, the U.S. has such a long history. There's the great piece there on the Daily Signal on this morning showing the history of this, dating back to Eisenhower and John F. Kennedy and others. And like so many of these safety net programs, what like Social Security was originally designed as a safety net, like so you won't absolutely run out of money if you're that desperate. Here's what we're going to do, and now it's grown into something that's just taken on a life of its own.
Absolutely, there are nearly 42 million people, 1 in 8 in the United States, are on this program. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. And that's not to say that there are people that need the benefit, that it's helped them to get back on their feet and help them support their family. But when a majority of individuals are gaming the system and it's not serving the purpose that it was supposed to serve, that's at the expense of taxpayers. That's at the expense of working individuals. And that's not fair. And that's not how a successful country should be run.
Mary, in 2020, that number was only 21 million. What in the world happened? And people can say COVID or whatever, but this is a permanent program. And did they do something with the income requirement? How did 27 million additional people get added in a 4-year span to this program and more than double the cost to taxpayers nationwide? I mean, that many people weren't going hungry, yeah. I don't think.
Yeah, there's a lot of changes that were made. It's not politically popular to try to reform these type of programs. And so when you have people in Washington, D.C. that for lack of a better word, don't have a spine. They're noodle individuals. You know, they're not going to lose political capital to take this on. A lot of people have also said that we should require states to fund part of this, because then states will actually see the money coming from their books and try to reform it. But they did change some of the work requirements. I mean, when you have different parties in control, there's different amendments that are put in bills. There's things that people, you know, the carrots that they try to do to campaign on and get elected. But it's definitely gone on for too long without congressional oversight, and it needs an audit. We audit the Pentagon. We audit our agencies. You have families audit their books. They look at what they're spending, and they make responsible decisions to try to help their families. The federal government should as well, and these programs most certainly need to be gone under the microscope.
Yeah, I agree completely. Mary Vogt with us from the Heritage Foundation. Another story that caught my eye on the Daily Signal is that terrorists, there's evidence, the Islamic State specifically, has started to use AI to market itself, right? To try to further its ideology. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. That is, it's a fascinating story by our friend Virginia Allen. I mean, these terrorist organizations, they're trying to move with their emerging technology and stay relevant. I mean, they want to promote their propaganda. And so they're utilizing some of these platforms like video games, which they've used to communicate and push their propaganda agenda, largely targeting young individuals, you know, trying to give them a worthy cause to involve themselves in. Cryptocurrency they're using to try to hide money. And I mean, let's face it, under the Trump administration, Trump is such a strong leader, and international entities and evil entities like terrorists, like the cartel, you know, they understand that they have limited time under the Trump administration. And so in order to continue to do what they're wanting to do, they need to find sneaky ways to do it. And so they're utilizing these platforms, the emerging technology, to try to stay relevant, to try to grow and strengthen their influence. And it's pretty alarming.
It is. One more thing to worry about. Mary Vogt, thank you so much.
Thanks, Mark.
Have a great day. Heritage.org, DailySignal.com if you want to read a little more on that. All right, we'll get to our Guns N' Hoses ticket giveaway. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.